Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to the Red Room Radio. This is your host, Shelly L. Brooks. I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. I have our co-host, amazing co-host, Vic Love, and of course, our co-host, James Wilson, on the show with us tonight. James, again, is the hardest working man, and he used to be Hotlanta, but now in the DMV. He's going to join us shortly because I'm telling you, that's just how he is. He works hard. Vic Love, you in the house tonight?
Oh, yeah. What's going on, people? Everybody, welcome to the Red Room, where we talk about things that some people don't want to talk about, but guess what? We challenge you to stay with us and get with us. Shelly L. Brooks, thank you, thank you, thank you once again. I'm so glad to be around in the Red Room. What's going on, Shelly?
Well, I mean, I've had a very interesting week, amazing week as always. I mean, sometimes I have some challenges, but you know me, Vic, I make it through. I'm going to make it happen. As you can hear, the voice is still not where it needs to be. I am feeling amazing. I cannot even explain how amazing I'm feeling. I just sound like crap. But I'm still going to keep it moving. I know it's not about how I sound. It's about what we say. So we're going to bring it to you the same way we do every week, even with my little squeaky voice, but I'm not going to be sitting in the corner. Vic, you know tonight we're talking about something that, you know, it's coming. We have to talk about it. You know, we choose our topics based on, you know, the feedback that we get from our callers or, you know, holidays or events coming up. We kind of stay away from certain things, but there's some things that we just have to talk about. And, you know, tonight we're going to have to talk about that upcoming holiday, Valentine's Day.
Okay.
You know, it's a little bit of controversy about it, and it's totally understood. But I just want to talk about both sides of it because, you know, it's one of those where people say one thing and other people say something else. Some people look forward to it, other people dread it. So I just want to kind of touch on both sides of it. So let's kind of start with the, you know, us in the red room. We can't go to the positive first. I mean, what we do? We're going to go to the negative. As the topic says, Valentine's Day, celebrate or not, are those who say no, are they single haters? Because, you know, single people sometimes have a tendency to not want to be a part of something that they're not a part of. And if they're not, then, you know, they may say, oh, no, who wants to, I don't need no Valentine's Day. That's just that one day that a person uses to show somebody, I'm never going to be in a situation like that. Okay, that's your perspective. So let's just talk about those people who think that it is, or just the whole opinion of whether or not it's that one day that it's an excuse for people to just show up and show out when they don't any other day. What you think?
Well, I'm saying this. On Valentine's Day, I feel that, you know, the people that don't have anybody, it could be like a lonely, you know, upsetting time, especially if you just broke up or you just, you know, a lot of people that hate on it is usually a person that, you know, don't have anybody or just, you know, start feeling the loss of a relationship. You know what I'm saying, Shelly? And that's where you're going to get that kind of haterade kind of thing. And you can't help it. You can't hate on that kind of person either because that person is hurt. And you have other people that just can't find no person to be with. And then when they see everybody lovey-dovey, they hate on that too. So, you know, it could be really trying for a person that doesn't have anybody in their life.
Oh, you would have to go to the sappiest, saddest ones of us all. I mean, that's a good point. And I've been there before. Can't say that I haven't. At some point in my life, I'm sure there was a Valentine's Day where I had no significant other or no one to just, you know, say, hey, it's Valentine's Day or something to look forward to. And I can totally understand that. But I guess the response that I would have to give, and I just want to say, hey, because James just swung the door to the Red Room open and he is in the house. What's up, James?
What's up, everybody?
What's going on, James? How you doing, my man? You all right?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. Sorry for being late. My kids are in town for the weekend, so I had to, well, for a couple of days, so I had to go spend some time with them while they were here. But I'm here.
Hey,
I'm going away.
I'm just glad you're here, brother.
We know how you multitask. We know how you multitask.
This is a good subject for you, James. Valentine's Day. How do you swing it?
Well,
how do you swing it?
I don't want to
go to that one next.
How do we swing it? He said, how do you swing it? Okay, so James,
I'll tell you how
I
swing it.
Don't tell all your secrets, right?
Right.
So Vic had to come in the Red Room and start with the saddest of all, the saddest of, you know, why some people don't want to celebrate Valentine's Day, because you just don't have a significant other, and you could be in a place where you're hurt and you're sad. But as I said, I've probably been there before myself. I don't remember specifically when, but I'm sure I have. I mean, we all have been at some point. But I will say this to anyone that is in that place. If you've recently gone through a breakup, separation, divorce, or whatever, and you're feeling like there's no one in your life that could show you that special love that you are supposed, because it's the holiday says so, to get on that day, show it to yourself.
Be your own goddamn, Shelly. Be your own goddamn Valentine. That's what's
go
up.
Buy
Let me
yourself
do that.
Some flowers. Go buy yourself, man. It's going to be hard to get a reservation in a restaurant right now. I can tell you this, because I've tried when I was like, oh, I'm going to take myself out to dinner. I'm just going to sit at a table by myself. Trust me. A restaurant is going to tell you we don't have reservations. They'll answer the phone and say, you know, welcome to such and such restaurant. Yes, I'd like to make a reservation. Okay, great. How many? One. Oh, please hold. And you're going
to
be holding.
They
don't want to waste the table for one person. They ain't feeling sorry for you, because that one table will at least seat two people, and it's going to give them twice as much revenue from that restaurant than one. So they're probably going to tell you that they don't have a reservation for one person. But this is what you do. You order takeout. You go to your favorite restaurant and you order takeout. And you bring that takeout home and you put it on the nicest plate that you have and you set that table. You go find you some candles, even if they're just some tea light candles, and you light your candles. You get your favorite bottle of wine and you open it and you pour it for yourself and you sit there. You put on your favorite music, whether it's classical music, whether it's some jazz music, some gospel music, whatever it is that you want to listen to, even if you want to throw a little DMX on, you sit there and you listen to your favorite music. Yes, we can even go to DMX. You do what makes you feel
y'all
good
make
for that
me
day.
Lose my mind.
Yeah, exactly. Just sit there and relish in the fact that I love myself enough to know that I am going to sit here and enjoy myself and realize I'm not going to let nobody make me lose my mind.
So there are things
that if you are in that place that Vic Love talked about, show yourself some love. Because at the end of the day, whether we choose to celebrate this holiday, whether we choose to call it, you know, sensationalism or you know, commercialism or whatever it is for somebody to make some extra money for the holiday, then do something for yourself. You know, there's so many people who say, oh, I'm not feeding into what society says. I'm supposed to go out and spend all of this money on this special day because, you know, every day is supposed to be like that. Well, guess what? You run out on Black Friday and spend money that you don't have right after you said what you were thankful for the day before and stand in line, get angry, frustrated, want to cuss somebody out, may even get in a fight over something for a holiday that really isn't even a holiday, Black Friday. So if you feel that this is supposed to be a holiday or you don't want to feed into the whole stereotype of society has said that this is supposed, because there's this whole, I didn't even bother to do the research, because you all know I always do research in the shows, but this is what I didn't even bother to do the research. I don't care where Valentine's Day came from. St. Patrick or St. Valentine, whatever the saint name was, maybe it's important to somebody, but to me it wasn't. It's a day that has been set aside to show not just love, but it's supposed to be extra love. So if you're in that position that Vic Love just talked about, and it could be what brings you out of that place of pain. It could be what brings you to that place of realizing that I do love myself enough to take this one day to show me how much I love me. And I want to just kind of go over, Victor, since you said for those people who, you know, are in that bad place, there are other people who don't celebrate Valentine's Day for several reasons. And I just want to give a few of those reasons. And they may not even want to admit it, but you kind of touched on one that I want to talk about in is are they lonely and don't feel loved? That's the one that you just kind of brought up. I gave a response to that. But then there's those people who say, oh, I don't need one day to show somebody how much I love them. I got to get out of that voice because I'm sorry. Step back into the Shelly. They just kind of feel that it's not significant enough for them, so they don't feel like they have to accept or show love. I call those people the silent single haters. They are the silent single haters because they don't want to admit that there is this one day out of the year that is chosen to show love. And keep in mind, while I say all of this, I'm not saying that I am for or against Valentine's Day. Y'all know I'm going to sit on the fence about a lot of things. So I have to ask, are y'all the silent single haters? Because you don't have anybody in your life, and you don't even love yourself enough to do something for yourself to show you that you love you. And if you're in that position, don't hate on people that are doing that. Don't hate on your single friends that are taking the initiative to gather together with their friends and do something special. And just single women or single men, I don't know if single men do this, but I know single women on Valentine's Day sometimes we get together and say, hey, I'm single, you're single, we're all single. Let's just go out and do something single together and show each other love, show ourselves some love and show each other some love. There's another kind of hater or another kind of person who says no. And I can 100% identify with this because this was me at one point. There are some people that are brainwashed by a partner, husband, significant other, whatever, who makes excuses of why they don't celebrate Valentine's Day. And we all know the response to that. I'm supposed to show I love you every day, so why should I take this one day to do something special? And I can understand that. But if it's important to one person, then isn't part of being in a relationship the sacrifice of making that person feel that what they want and what they need is important? Y'all agree or disagree? I mean, Vic, let's just say your wife says, I want Valentine's Day flowers. I want this. I want that. Oh, I just love Valentine's Day. And you'd be like, really? I got to spend some extra money on flowers. It's just one day out of the year that I don't normally. I mean, I give you flowers all the other times of the year. Why should I have to do it this day? Would you do that for her because it's what she wants? Is that part of what you consider a sacrifice?
I'm doing what she wants. But I think Valentine's, if you have a special someone, and what happens is, you know, it's just about showing, you should show your affections all the time. But Valentine's Day is a special day. It's always been a special day in my heart, in my home, with my kids, you know, it's just a day that we did celebrate, you know, some candy, some flowers, but it's not going to, it doesn't take away from all the stuff we built, you know, as a couple, but I've always made sure my wife had something for Valentine's Day. I mean, I don't know if this.
Okay.
Some people are going to feel what they want to feel about it, but for me, she's going to get flowers, she's going to get candy, and it's always been a tradition at my home. Not saying it's a great thing, and I understand people that says, you know, they try to beat it over the head about it shouldn't be, you know, a single day that you should be always showing love to your spouse or your significant other. But on Valentine's Day, I've always showed love, and she knows she's going to get flowers. She's going to know she's going to get candy she didn't never eat. She knows she's going to get, you know, whatever I bring for her. It's a given. So that's
okay.
My take on it, you know. Yeah. I've been married maybe 19 years soon, so. And we've been together almost 22, so 22 years, she's always got stuff. You know, but that's a good part. That's a great part of Valentine's. But we'll get into the other part. I can't wait to get the other segment because I can go off on that one too.
Oh Lord, right. What makes you think I'm gonna go there? What makes you think I'm gonna go there? Maybe you should open the door to that.
If you don't go there, I'm gonna go there. I'm gonna tell you about Valentine's can be really, really expensive for some folks because they got more than one significant other.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
I'm sorry to go there.
You don't have to go there because that is part of what's on my list. But I want to say this because it's what you just said. What I think one of us is there. I ask, I'm raising a teenage son. So I always like to ask him questions. You know, this is the teenage mindset. I need to know what's in the mind of a young man who is, you know, who's going to be a grown man. So, you know, before I leave out to come to the studio, I said to myself, I said, maybe I should, you know, he always wants to know, you know, what's the show about tonight. Sometimes I can tell him, sometimes I can't. Sometimes I just simply say, oh, it's just grown up stuff. So I told him, I said, it's about Valentine's Day. He said, oh, okay. I said, what's your opinion on Valentine's Day? And this is what he said to me. I think it's so overrated. He said, every time you see your girl should be Valentine's Day. If you want to put in the extra, it should be when you want to, not when society sets a date for it.
I agree.
Yeah, you're right.
And I looked at him and I said, you know what, I'm so thankful for you. Thank you very much for your response, and I'll see you when I get back. But I agree with him to a certain point. I mean, James,
what
you
point?
Said you agree, right?
I do. I mean, yes, I do Valentine's Day if I'm in that type of situation, but I'm the type of person that I'm going to do for you on any given day. Like, it doesn't have to be a national celebrated day for me to tell you that I love you. Like, why should it take there's 365 days in a year, 366 in a leap year. Why am I going to choose one day out of all those other opportunities to show you how much I love you just the day that you chose? It could be my birthday, it could be your birthday, it could be Christmas. Or it could be some random Wednesday. I'm going to show you that I love you because that's what I feel like doing.
Right.
When I feel like it.
I mean, I used to feel the same way, but I also used to think that Valentine's Day was just that day that was set aside to show, it was like, I got an extra day out of the year to not just show love, but to receive love, the special stuff, like my birthday. It was like I had two birthdays in a year. My birthday was a celebration for me, but Valentine's Day was like a celebration for us, you know, for two people that love each other. But then I got brainwashed into the whole thought of, oh, it's just one day. I should show you this kind of love every day. I don't believe in all of that. I'm not going out buying a whole bunch of flowers. I'm just going to give you flowers throughout the whole year. And then it was like, oh, that is just so special. Oh, then this is early in the relationship. We hadn't gotten to Valentine's Day. Actually, Valentine's Day had just passed. But then I realized over the years, I didn't get flowers throughout the rest of the year. I mean, I might have gotten some extra special stuff, but it wasn't like, oh, wow, here you go. So I had to realize that I really was brainwashed into that whole Valentine's Day should be every day. And I agreed to that with that to a certain point, but I don't think it should be one of those where if one person, you know, wants to feel special on that day or give something special, because, again, I'm going to go back to what I so firmly believe. It shouldn't be about what you receive. It should be about what you give, because if you give, it becomes reciprocal and it comes back to you anyway. So you can get brainwashed into that. But I'm going to talk about one more thing that I know, Victor, I know you're going to chime in on this one. I think sometimes people feel like, oh, it's not a big deal. It's, you know, it's just nothing special to me. It's because they're accepting the current relationship status knowing that they're not the special one. Crickets. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're going to talk about the one who's not the main one. I'm not going to label that person. They realize that they are accepting their current relationship status knowing they're not the special one. They're not the one that's going to get the dinner date. Because, see, now this weekend puts, and I'm going to say it just like this, this weekend puts the player in prime set. Because, see, Valentine's Day ends until, what, Sunday? So the player could actually take flowers, spend a little bit of time on Saturday, because, you know, Saturday's the prime date night. Saturday is the, you know, the important night. But Valentine's Day is still Sunday. So some people, and I know a lot of, I've known single women who were not the main one, not the special one, that just accepted the fact that, oh, Valentine's Day, oh, I'm not going to see him on Valentine's Day because, you know, I don't believe in all of that because I'm going to see him the day after or the day before because he's busy or whatever. You accept it because you're not the main person or you're not the special one. So there's so many different reasons why people say Valentine's Day is not a big deal for them.
That's true.
Again,
that's
I mean, do y'all be quiet when I just make it real about how women don't accept the position that they're in? I'm not expecting y'all to just, you know, be women bashers, but
I do
keep it real. I do keep it real about women's issues. We got a lot of issues.
You ain't lying.
That's something you got to think about, though.
Yes, that is something to think about. Okay, so with that being said, I think y'all can't handle the, you know, why I shouldn't be. Let's talk about why I should be a special day.
Why shouldn't be?
I mean, we just talked about why some people feel like it shouldn't be a special day. I mean, you should show love every day. But, like I say, it's like a second birthday for me. Sometimes I feel like it depends on what mood I'm in or where I am in my life.
Yeah, but Shelly, you're saying it should be like every other day, but let me tell you something. When it comes to relationships, it's not like every other day.
Exactly.
Because when you are dealing with a individual person that has issues, you know, with you and without you, it can't be. If there ain't no controversy in your relationship where y'all agree to disagree, there's no compromising, everything's lovely, then let me tell you, girlfriend or boyfriend, it's going to hit the fan hard. You need to understand that love, when it comes to being in love, it comes with a cost. It comes with a controversy. It comes with all kinds of things. That's bringing you back to a Valentine's Day. A Valentine's Day is a day that they made up just like every other day, like Christmas and other stuff that we, you know, society puts out there when you go to Walmart and all the balloons and all the candy and all that stuff is made for you to spend something. Okay?
Yeah.
But at the same time,
it's commercialized.
It's commercialized. And it's been like that from the beginning of time. But at the same time, if you're involved and you have a significant other, it won't hurt to get them a little something for Valentine's Day. Because guess what? She's going to, if you don't give it to her or if you don't give it to him, they're going to hear about what somebody else is doing. I bet you're supposed to be getting down with the Joneses. I know you're going to bash me for that. You shouldn't be doing what everybody else does. I just don't want my wife to be at the water cooler and she don't get, you know, what she deserves too. You know what I'm saying? I want her to feel special too. So, you know, commercialized or not, I think if you have a significant other, you know, if you don't, to avoid any bigger problems, give them a little something for Valentine's Day.
Right. I mean,
now,
your wife does get in the way.
But
life
getting back to the other controversial stuff, I can't wait till you get to it.
I know.
Controversial stuff.
You just can't wait to get there. You just can't wait to get there. I'm holding you. I'm holding you back. I'm going to give you your minute.
Okay.
And you do. I know. It's just going to be, oh, my God. Okay. So, as I said, life does get in the way. So you can't always do the special stuff that, you know, Valentine's Day does give you the opportunity to do. So when I say I sit on the fence about certain things, there's some things that I do and there's some things that I don't. I've just, in me being single, I will honestly say that, you know, I learned how to do things for myself for Valentine's Day to show my self-love. But I am looking forward to the next Valentine's Day where I can do something creative for that one day, but it has to be long-term. It has to be lasting. It has to be something that you say, okay, this is what I did, and I know I need to follow up with it. So if nothing more, if we can take some of the things that we're going to talk about, the creative dating ideas, and, you know, use those to give people ideas how to make Valentine's Day continue throughout the year, I think that's basically what we should be doing. I just want to say, if anybody is listening to the show tonight and they want to join us live and they have something that they'd like to add, please press 1 on your phone. We'll see that you have something that you would like to add to the show, and we welcome you to the Red Room. Okay, Victor, we're going to talk about some creative ideas for Valentine's Day, and I think what you have to say is going to open the door. It's going to bring the door wide open. That's something I think. We had this conversation earlier, and I know it's something that we definitely should talk about. And sometimes I try to keep it a little on the, you know, I don't even know. But I will say, go ahead and say what it is that you think that Valentine's Day should include for some people.
Well, Shelly, what I want to say to the ladies out there, I mean, I know some of you are just getting into a relationship, and some of y'all know what Shelly was talking about earlier about not being a special one. I just want to let you know the signs of not being a special one. This year is a little different, like Shelly said earlier. Valentine's Day falls on a Sunday. And that's kind of unique because it falls right into a player's card. But let me tell you something, ladies, because I only could speak to the ladies today. If in prior years or whatever, and for some reason can't see you on Valentine's Day, but he sees you the day after, he's married, or he got a significant other. If your man, your so-called man, don't talk to you no time on Valentine's Day, you're the side chick. If your man, so-called man, makes excuses why he can't see you on Valentine's Day, you're the side chick. Not some of you love to be the side chick, because guess what? Some of the guys, if your girl, so-called girl, don't see you on Valentine's Day, you're the side guy. So I'm saying,
thank you. Let's not put this all on the men.
Because the women out there doing their thing too. Mm-hmm. It just goes to show you that we need to figure out, you know, it's easy to find out if a person is not as true as they're supposed to be.
But I will say this, because there could be extenuating circumstances. Let's just not say that, you know, because he doesn't. But there are things that you need to look at. If he claims that he can't see you on Sunday because it's all about church, I got to go to church on Sunday and it's three services and I got to go to all three services, honey, you can go to one listen. If there's excuses, because I'm telling you, I can guarantee you, I wish I could place a bet. I could guarantee you I could win more money than anybody that bet on the Super Bowl last weekend. That some man out there, I promise you, and I hope if anybody is listening, if you would just send us an email and say, yup, I got that lie. Somebody is going to tell a woman, or a woman is going to tell a man, baby, I wish I could see you this weekend, but we got Pastor's Day, we got Youth Sunday, we got something going on church, and it's free services, and I'm not going to be able to see you, but we can get together on Saturday. And I could spend time with you then, because, you know, I'm busy in the church and I need to be there on Sunday. Don't fall for it, because you can still go to church with him. But there are some extenuating circumstances. It could be one where he works, but he doesn't work 24 hours, but he could work a double shift. So there are extenuating circumstances, but you have to know the habits of that person. And if their habits are, you know, kind of deter from the norm this weekend, there's the sign. I always say, you got to see the signs. And if you don't want to see them for what they are, then that's your fault. But look for the signs.
Yeah, but a lot of times, Shelly,
those are very important. Those are very important points.
But a lot of times, Shelly, the signs have been there. You know, a person could tell.
Yeah.
When
they're
not,
they just,
you know,
didn't
want to
see them
before
now. Yeah.
They could tell. And if you are that one, and if you are the person that's knowing and letting it be happen, then guess what, girlfriend or boyfriend, you are part of the problem. So a lot of times, you know, why people do the things they do is because you allow it. It's like a person that's dirty. If you come to their house and it's always dirty and you clean it up behind them and stuff like that, and you never say nothing about it, you're creating a monster. You got to stuff at the butt. You know what I'm saying?
Because
you can't go after 2 years and say, oh, no, you need to clean up now. What do you mean you clean up now? You didn't let them do it that much. Just like a person's character. If you see something's wrong early in a relationship, sister, girl, or my man, you need to step to it, because you can't change that. A character is built on. It's nothing that you just start. It didn't start with you. It's something that they have within them, and you see it, and you need to make sure that you nip it at the bud. So Valentine's or specials, we're going from Valentine's Day to just being aware of signs that is brought forth to you in the beginning of a relationship that you need to focus on. And guarantee, if you focus on it and you tell them about it and it doesn't change, then guess what? You know that's not for you.
Right,
and beautiful and nice, if you don't nip it at the bud, and you don't see that it's a problem, and you keep letting it slide, then guess what? The table's turned. It starts to be your problem, and you are creating a monster. You can't create a monster. If a person don't come home all the time, and you ain't never seen nothing about it, guess what, sister, girlfriend, or boy, my man, she's not coming home. He's not coming home no all the time, because guess what? You are not nipping at the butt. You can't go 6 months down the road and say, guess what? You need to start spending some time. Shit, you nip that at the butt early.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, I just want to let our callers know, if you'd like to join us in our conversation, press 1. We do have a caller. The last 4 numbers of the number is 2196. I'm going to open up the line to our caller. Welcome to the Red Room. What is it you would like to share with us tonight about Valentine's Day?
Well, hello there. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Great, girl. I've been listening to your conversation, and, you know, y'all have talked about the excuses people make to get away, when I am looking at what are you going to do to get with the person? See, we got people that's going out, and y'all saying the men are making excuses, because, you know, they bash men. Everybody bash a man. But
okay,
I'm going to say something, Shirley, and don't say who you know who it is, but I would drop you some random brown on there and get her close to me and make her feel comfortable. We need to get these men and women to start being more romantic and enjoy. Make Valentine's Day your first day to do something. Stop looking for the excuses of what's going wrong and bring them home. Treat them. Treat them good. You know, y'all were talking about going to church and all the different excuses. People have been making excuses since the first day of time. But you shift gears and say, let's do something together. Bring them together. Now, there's some men out here might see 4 or 5 different women. Valentine's Day. Then it might, you know, you're going to have that one that can see all of them. Then you got that one that can't see them. But if you want to be with a woman, you'll make that way. I'm not looking at that negative side where everybody's already starting to look and plan and say, well, I know I ain't going to see him this weekend, or he's going to give me an excuse so it can be a fight, so it'll be a Friday, so you won't be able to see him. Look to the positive and say, make it happen.
There are some that's going to, like we talked about earlier, Big Love, there are going to be some people that say they don't. But you're right. And that's something that we are going to do. We are going to talk about, because we discussed this earlier, we're going to discuss creative dating ideas Valentine's Day, because there are some people out there that they may be new in a relationship and they don't even know what to do, because getting into a relationship, you're learning that person. You're learning what would excite that person, because if you're going to do something for them, you want it to be a little bit special. So you're going to want to do something a little extra. So I asked the caller, let's just say, I don't know if you're single or if you're in a relationship, but if you are in a relationship, can you share with us and all of our listeners out here what you would do special for your lady or your significant other for Valentine's Day? Maybe someone needs to hear these things because they don't know what to do.
Well, me, myself, you know, a true romantic, as Teddy Pendergrass said, you'd be a tried and true romantic. I'm going to put together a collage of music that can be listened to that will set the tempo and tone for the day.
Lord, he did not go to music, y'all. He went to the music.
The first thing is music. And then, see, she's going to get her hair done Friday and nails done. Oh, that's great. And then, see, I'm going to cook a dinner. She don't have to go out to eat. I'm going to cook a dinner. I would deep fry some Cornish hens. Put together some, you know, just like you fry turkey. Deep fry Cornish hens. Make some cornbread dressing. And go rice pudding, corn pudding, you know, from down in the country area. You know, do your thing. And
Say corn pudding? Wait a minute.
Yeah, drop it on me. I'll bring some things to you. And when do a romantic evening. You know, it's Sunday night, Sunday afternoon. Football season is over, so it's no excuse. Put a good movie on, Love and Basketball. Something that a woman could just get comfortable with a man with. You know, something that they will enjoy. And you don't just do that Valentine's Day. You got to do that on a regular basis.
Right, but it's on Valentine's Day. You put the extra special music on, and you put the one more teaspoon of sugar in that cornbread to make it extra special.
Teddy Pendergrass, Luther Vandross. I'm talking about a collage of Isley Brothers. You name it, I'm going to drop the needle on it. And when I put it together, it's going to be fire and desire. Right on to
that. Oh, Lord. I hope somebody has paid close attention to your music list, if nothing more.
People today don't understand the romance of music. Music will set your temple and make your life go in a good direction. It can will make you appreciate another person next to you.
Sure will.
Absolutely.
Hey, Cora. I gotta get back at you. But I understand it. Player, you got it going on. That sounds really good. Sounds romantic. I don't want you to get misconstrued what we were trying to do earlier. We're not saying that there's some really good, great couples that's going to have a great time and have creative stuff going on. We were just trying to say some controversial stuff that does happen with Valentine's Day. Not that we agree with that. We just want to keep it real on all fronts. So what you're listening to is not that we're trying to bash or not trying to do what you say, because guess what? There's a lot of good people out there that have a great time and have great plans for their significant other, and they're going to have a great time. And what you're saying with your music and the stuff you're about to do, shit, you have a great night. And I hope, I hope after calling so we can find out how that shit worked out, because you sound like you're going to get it in. Your girl is happy. I know she's happier. She's happier than anybody right now. And she's listening too. So don't get misconstrued. We love the good part of Valentine's Day because there's some great ideas and great creative. And I'm glad you brought it to the surface. So don't think big love. Don't call me big love for nothing. Big love.
And sit at home, because people are going to be watching and see who gets that text message or who gets that instant message and who gets that phone call. Or if you got to dash out or dab out. Those are the things right there that's going to ruin a good Valentine's Day for some people. Your boo can text message you and ruin an evening, because if somebody got the thought that somebody's doing something wrong, you always look the date, because a cell phone is a lifeline. People will text and call you, try to get a message across to you. You can go to church with them and do all the stuff y'all was talking about earlier, but if you watch a person, how they react, the phone is on vibrate, it ain't even on something.
A player ain't got his phone on at all. He's going to vibrate. That's just out the window.
Well, you cut the ring off and just hope, the light don't flash. If you cut the light off, or the message coming in.
Keep it on the down low.
It's going to go straight to voicemail all day long.
Yes.
It's going to go from your playlist, close the door, to get the fuck out of here.
Hey, turn off the lights.
It's going to be a bad day.
But see, sometimes is the time you should fall in love. And, I appreciate y'all letting me get in, because love is still out there. It's still in the air. You don't just don't have to look for it. It'll come to you. You'll find it.
It is. It's definitely still out there. It's definitely still out there. Thank you, Paul. We appreciate it.
Yes.
Stay on the line with us, because I'm sure we have something that you could probably contribute to the rest of our show.
I'm listening. I'm in on this. I am in.
Okay. I want to I want to give some other interesting date ideas, and I want for anybody that's listening, I mean, I think our caller just can't kind of put us on that in that place. I want some interesting dating ideas. Come on, y'all, let's do something that's a little bit different. I mean, we got music. We got some deep fried Cornish hens. Lord have mercy. I can taste them now.
It's Sunday this year, so go to church.
Yes, something.
That doesn't happen.
I have one caller who would like to come into the red room and share. The last four numbers of the caller is 0807. Welcome to the Red Room, caller. What would you like to share with us tonight about Valentine's Day?
Hey, you guys. How's it going?
Hi.
Hey, hi. How are you?
Oh, I'm just lovely, just lovely. Well, this year I don't have a specific Valentine. I've got a few options, as always. But, you know, I don't claim, so I guess I'm the player this year. My phone, you know, is messed up. I didn't have much service. Oh, my baby had hit my phone or something. I guess I'm going to be pulling that card on Monday. Okay. That's my fault. So, sounds good for me. But for everybody that's single, stop feeling all sad and happy on Valentine's Day. It's not that serious. I would more enjoy seeing those good couples enjoy that day. Because whether you do it on an everyday basis, we all know we celebrate Valentine's Day. I just think it is the cutest little idea that one day out here, everybody wants to be corny and buy balloons and little teddy bears off the side of the road. Pray to God it don't have no lights in it. You know, a bad buzz. But I just think that it's so adorable.
She did not say no bad buzz.
Enjoy that moment. I enjoy Valentine's Day because I see other people in love. I may not necessarily be in that place in my life, but I do enjoy seeing other people being happy. So please do not kill me. Nobody, please don't kill me with your sad Valentine's Day face. Smile. Maybe you'll have a Valentine's Day here if you smile, okay?
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you so very much. I appreciate that. And that is so true because, you know, if you love being loved, then even if you don't have a significant other, it will make you really enjoy and appreciate somebody else being in love. This is
something
that somebody else did. Stop being a hater and enjoy other people in love.
Yes. Just say to yourself, you know, one day I would love to be in that place. And just keep it moving. Do not bore me with no daggone sad face. You know, everybody that's working in the restaurants and stuff, sometimes they look so sad. Don't even get me started.
You know, I know.
Yeah. I've been there before, too.
Don't we all? So.
Okay.
Other than that, everyone, enjoy your Valentine's Day and be very safe. I love you all.
Thank you.
We love you,
thank
too.
You. We love you, too.
Thank you.
I just got to say, I'm single and I love Valentine's Day. I don't care.
I do too. And I'm like our last caller. I love seeing people enjoy the day and being in love because it just gives me that hope that one day it could be me.
It'll be you.
It will be me. I know it will be me. But Victor,
James, James is single by choice. Don't let this call us fool. He's single by choice. He know he got his pick-ems.
This is kind of true, but I prefer to be a thought some days. So.
All right, so don't. You're making me. y'all both making me cry over here. Like y'all ain't cash.
Oh,
y'all.
Hush. We are not single and sassy. There's a difference. You can be single and sassy, or you can be single and happy. It's two different types, and we're not single and sassy.
All right, well, I'm about to sing a sad song for y'all guys because you're making me cry over here.
Oh, Lord. Next thing you know, he's going to have us signed up for that. What's that 15-minute dating thing that you go to and you sit and you talk to the people? Just lunch or I don't know. Next thing you know, he's going to trick us into going to one of them things.
We got to do something.
No, you're not. Okay, let's talk about dating ideas. I have some really, really cool dating ideas, guys. I'm so excited because I just think these would be so cool. But I want to cover a couple of things first. Now, if there are single dads out there, I will say this. If you're single and you're dating and you are a dad to a daughter and you're raising your daughter, or you are you have a daughter, not necessarily raising her, make her feel special on Valentine's Day. Because this is the one way that she'll know and understand what to expect when she grows up. I remember I worked in an office one day where I was a manager, and on Valentine's Day, it was a weekday, he came to me and he asked, could he leave work early that day? Said, okay, what is everything okay? He said, yes, everything is good. He said, what I'd really like to do is leave work early because I found something that I want to get for my daughter for Valentine's Day, and I want to go pick up her flowers. And I want to go pick up these cupcakes that she loves and have everything for her when she gets home from school for Valentine's Day. And I'm taking her out to dinner tonight. And I looked at him and I said, how old is your daughter? She was 12. And he said, I have to set the stage for her to let her know how special she is so that she'll know what to expect when she grows up. That any man that she meets has to treat her just as well, if not better, than her dad. And I thought that was really, really cute. So I will say, if you're a single dad, please do this for your do these things for your daughter. And if you are a single dad and you have a significant other or a girlfriend, you can still find a way to incorporate both. I mean, give your daughter what she needs, and then give your significant other what they need as well. Men that are dating moms that have kids, well, moms, they have kids, but give the kids a small gift but still make the day about her or make the time sometime in that day about her. You have to find a way to make balance. Don't leave out the kids on Valentine's Day because it should not just be about the adult. It should really be about the kids because it's a day about showing love, and it does not necessarily have to mean about being in a relationship. I give my kids Valentine's Day gifts. We do stuff together for Valentine's Day. And my kids are not little kids. My daughter is 25 and my son is 17. And I still say I have the most amazing son in the whole wide world. He is going to make an awesome husband one day because I know how he treats his mother. My daughter, all I know is she's like a little Shelly. And I guess that makes me realize that it makes me say, and I think it had made me have to say something about myself that I didn't know how to say for a long time. I'm a great person. I'm an awesome person because I look at my daughter and I see she's just like me. So my kids are awesome, and we do things for each other for Valentine's Day. So you still can make it about your kids. So, amazing date ideas. I have one. So everybody wants to do these flowers things, right? You want to go out and buy these flowers. Everybody. I mean, women love roses. Most women do. I love roses. But a rose is a rose. It's just a rose. But you can spice it up. You can take that dozen of roses, and on each rose, take a little piece of red paper and write something that you want to give with that rose. And the roses should last at least a week and a half. So if you have to give her one a day or two a day. But each rose should have a little message or like a little coupon on it. And just some examples, you can get the red ribbon, you know, put a little hole through the piece of paper, put the ribbon through it, and tie it around each rose stem. Man, I know it might sound like a lot of work, but she's worth it. Trust me, she's worth it. Some examples of things that you can do is, for the little, each rose, one, the little note on the inside could just say, a back rub. And she saves all of these little coupons and gets to turn them in whenever she feels like it. One could be five kisses. Another one could be a bubble bath, a foot massage, a walk together. And it could just be personalized to the things that you know that she would like. And I always say throw this one in there because I don't know any woman that wouldn't really appreciate this. With the dozen of roses that you're going to buy, find a coupon for cleaning service one day, 2 hours, whatever. It could cost you $40, $50. Do you think she wouldn't appreciate one Saturday she doesn't have to clean the house? You have a cleaning service that's coming in. And while the cleaning service comes in, you take her out to lunch.
I like that.
Thank you. I mean, y'all made me almost feel like I was saying something that was corny.
No,
I like it too, but I'm saying, how about the, what are the roles for the men? And about, you know, Valentine's
Day. We do the same thing. And that's another thing. Men like flowers too. Men like roses. Give them roses.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
If it's something, you know, they don't? Yes, men do.
It depends.
I think men, and grown men like roses. It's just men, women don't send it to them, so they don't get to appreciate them. Roses smell good. Roses remind a man of what a woman smells like. Beautiful. Just roses can be sexual almost. You can, excuse me, do you know what you do with the rose petals once they're done? Come on, you got to get creative. That's the problem with people nowadays. They don't get creative with anything. Give them roses. If all he wants to do is smell them, after about 4, 5, 6, 7 days, take all of the rose petals off, and wait till he gets ready to come home. Tell him, let me know when you get ready to come through the door. I got a surprise for you. Take all of the rose petals, lay on the bed naked, pour them all over you and say, hey, honey, I'm in the bedroom. Yeah, I
man, what?
Thing. He would love roses for the rest of his life.
You're damn right.
And he would, thank you. I told you men can love roses.
Well, I just fell in love with a rose.
Yeah. See, there you go. Another thing you can do, and I know a lot of times people say, well, you know, we're busy professionals, we both have jobs, a lot going on in our life. It's hard to find time to do things. Well, you have to make time. One of the things that I found that I suggested to somebody one time, and they did it, and they thought that it was such an awesome idea. I have a friend who has a mobile massage business. So I suggested that they contact her and see if she would do a midnight mobile massage. They put the kids to bed. She came over around 11:45, and she gave them a couple's massage. So this could be something that you could start Saturday night. You know, after the kids are in bed, she comes by, she does her couple's massage. It's Sunday, you know, it's Valentine's Day, so... that's an interesting thing to do. So, I mean, I'm not going to give up all of my good ideas because, you know, I'm going to need to hold something back. So one day, you know, Mr. Wright won't feel like, oh, I done heard all this before. So come on, everybody give me something interesting. I can't be the only one creative enough in these ideas of what we can do interesting. Come on, Victor, what would you do?
What about...
What about what?
Well, I did something else, like totally outside the box. All I'm going to say is there was Rice Krispie treats and cake. And I don't mean the edible cake.
Wow.
But that was years ago.
Okay.
You get wrong. Alrighty
then. I think that's one that he just kind of like wants to leave in the cut because he might not want everybody to know all the details. I think we might
just
call in and ask for the rest of the details for that one.
Just like you were saying, you know, you come home and she has the rose petals laid out and she's in the bed naked.
Mm-hmm.
I came home from work one day and Rice Krispie treat.
Rice Krispie treat. Wow.
Mhm. There was a naked body in the bed, and there was a Rice Krispie treat.
right?
I didn't make a phone call. I didn't remember how good
no,
that
we
was.
Have someone, we have a caller who would like to add something to our list of interesting things to do for Valentine's Day. I'm so excited because I can't wait to hear. The last four numbers of the caller's number is 0113. Welcome to the Red Room. Please share with us something interesting about Valentine's Day stuff. Caller, last
hey.
Four numbers. Yes, are
and
you
again?
There?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, hey, how is everybody doing?
We
good
are
evening.
Awesome. How are you?
All right, I'm good, little sis. Let me give you some great ideas, some of my great ideas that I came up with for this weekend plan. My plan is, since Valentine's Day is on Sunday, how about getting started on Friday? And
ooh, shucks.
I'm going to,
okay.
You know, I just got married in August. But,
congratulations.
So Friday starts off with a dinner that I prepared. And what I did was invite a violinist to the house to play while we eat.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
And then, sir, we have our little business, which is a sipping plate, and we're giving that for couples, singles. It's called a sipping flirt, and what we're going to do, we're going to host it, and that's going to be also another treat for us. And then Sunday, we'll go out and have a romantic dinner, and we're going to walk. We might go to New York, get up Sunday morning, and go to New York. And that's our weekend.
Wow.
Not just
that sounds
okay.
Awesome.
That is so totally awesome. You so just got me with the violinist. I mean, we had one caller. Music is just it's an amazing way to connect with each other. I love that whole idea of music. But let me ask you this. I want you to give us some information about the sipping flirt. Where is it that it's going to be held? Can you share with us? Is it still open? Is it an opportunity for people to still sign up for it?
Yes, it is open, and it's going to be Saturday from 6 to 9:30. It's called Glory Days. It's in Towson, Maryland. And it's
Glory Days.
$50 a couple. You get wine, and you get the canvas to paint. Once you paint it, you can trade off and say, this is yours and this is yours. But the event is going to be very fun and sociable. We didn't just invite couples. We invited single people to come. And what else? You can also reach us on Facebook under my page.
Okay.
B. Jackson, Samaj Clothing. And you can sign up and come on out and have fun. We encourage everybody to come out and have fun. And my wife is right. She don't want to say nothing on the phone.
Samaj Clothing.
Yeah.
That's my name.
Yeah.
I know.
The name.
So
Samaj.
That's my street name.
Oh Lord, his street name. Samaj the bartender.
Better know it.
That's
well, okay.
Name.
I really would like to, if anybody is looking for something interesting to do for Valentine's Day, this is an awesome event. I mean, this is something different probably. This is, you know, something that you can do together for as couples. But also, I mean, can you imagine if you're single? So let me ask you this. So let's just say if it's me and one of my girlfriends and we are both single and we have nothing to do, but we want to just meet other single people, we could come and just do the $50 for the two of us?
Yep. And that comes with wine, the paint, the canvas, your apron, your paintbrushes, everything's included.
And what time is it start?
Oh, that's
6 p.m. Saturday.
From 6 to 9.
Yep, 6 to 9:30.
Shelly, do you work Sunday?
Say it again.
I work Sunday, but I don't work Sunday until late, so I think I can handle being out at 9:30.
I think you and I should go on a date on Sunday.
I think we should do that.
I get off at 5.
Oh, yeah, that's plenty of time. Yep.
That's plenty of time. Oh. I think we will be there. This is so awesome. I love this. Okay, can you give us the information one more time just so everybody can remember? It's Saturday from 6 to 9:30, and you said it's at Glory Days in Towson.
Yep, Towson, Maryland. It's Joppa Road. It's just if you Google Glory Days in Towson, it'll give you the address. And we have an exclusive section for us, for everybody that's coming to the Sip and Paint. The other part of the restaurant will also be open. So if you want, like, any other drinks that's not included, like top shelf drinks, we're only serving wine. We don't want everybody to come in and get drunk.
Right. And paint all over each other.
Right.
that might be a nice little private paint event. You hold private Sip and Paint event?
Those also. We just did one Friday. and we had plenty of more. You crazy. You say you do the private one. Yes.
Yeah.
You can have
private event.
Mm-hmm. We might have to have you host the Red Room Sip and Paint.
Okay.
Help us set that up. This is totally awesome. Okay. James, we're gonna have to put this on the Reverend Radio page on our Facebook page so people will know. And I think James, you and I should go. I mean, we're single. Who knows? We might. Find
I want you to go. I want you to. I you painted on James. He painted on you.
Oh. Oh.
Very nice.
Kills me. Thank you so much, caller. I appreciate that. Guess what? I think you're going to see me and James on Saturday at 6 o'clock. We appreciate the information, and we look forward to seeing you there. Okay. Victor, come on. Get creative. I'm not letting you off the hook. Creative date. I mean, James gave us the right crispy treat.
He gave us the right crispy treat.
What? We got 2 minutes before we go to the Scarlet Envelope. Come on.
No,
I'm putting you on the spot.
I mean, you are, but I'm saying creative? Creative what? You know, I haven't been creative in years as far as like that. I'm married. So what we do is creative. I'm sorry. I'm always the person that's vocal and stuff like this. I'm a not say nothing. Sorry, James.
All right. We're gonna challenge you to be creative. And next week when we get on, when we come to the Red Room, we want you to tell us something creative you did. We need to know.
Absolutely, I'm gonna do it.
It's nothing more. Something you thought about doing that you wanted to do. All right, time for the Scarlet Envelope tonight, everybody. I kind of had a challenge with trying to figure out which one we were going to read tonight, and we came up with the decision to read this one. It's about love and that kind of thing, but it's not Valentine's Day related, which a lot of our Scarlet Envelopes don't relate to our topic, but here's the letter. Dear Red Room Radio, one of my best friend's wife passed away about 4 years ago from a sudden illness. They were both in their late 30s and had 3 beautiful daughters. And were amazing parents to all 3 of their kids. When she died, he took it extremely hard, as anyone who loved and cherished his wife the way he did would. For over 2.5 years, he didn't date. He focused on the girls and his career. He eventually started dating, but no one he was serious about. About 3 months ago, he met a woman and has fallen madly in love with her. I'm happy for him, but what disturbs me is the girls are not as wild about her as he is. They like her a lot, but he constantly says to her in front of the girls, she's the greatest thing that has ever happened to him in his life. This is what they heard about their mom, and now they're feeling like their mom is not the person their dad said she was. It's hard to explain why this is bothering me because it's not my life, but I feel so bad for the girls because he doesn't spend as much time with them since he met the new woman, and he has removed all of the pictures of his former wife with the kids and their mom in the picture. The oldest daughter, who is 12, says she knew her dad would have to move on, but she feels like he wants them to forget their mom and feel the same way he does about the new woman. What can I say to my friend to help him understand? When I mentioned something about the pictures, he said it was disrespectful to his girlfriend having to see the picture. I said, what about the kids? He said they have to learn to move on just like I did. Please help me get through to him so his daughters won't feel that they have to forget their mom. Signed, deeply saddened.
Oh, my.
Oh, my, too.
Yeah,
James.
So you just threw a whole other spin on it that we didn't discuss earlier.
I know.
Excuse me.
Oh, wait a minute.
This was a tough one. This really one is a tough one. And, normally we kind of wait until after we've discussed it to open up the lines to our callers. But I will say, if there's anyone that would, anyone that's on the call that would like to comment on the letter, please. Let us know, because this is one that, I really want to find a way to help this person. I see that there are...
Hold on 1 second. 1 second,
okay.
Shelly. I just wanted to just call him. James, excuse me one second. All right. I'm backing up off. I'm going to go what you just said. I'm all for moving on. After, the time that the person they said has done. But what disturbs me is that I feel that history and former loves on that note is something that you don't just rip off the pictures and all that. For me, if anything happened to me or happened to my wife, to just rip the pictures out and a person not understanding the love, because I feel like this: if I met a woman and she has a prior husband that she loved dearly, and she took all his pictures away and all the memories away, that will hinder think what happened if something happened to me. And if a person didn't respect that, then I have a hard time really getting into that person. Jealousy of a dead person is very horrible. Especially if the person have showed love, have family, and they have built something together. I don't think that I'm not saying have it all, we move on, but I can't not have my kids not knowing about their mom. That's totally wrong. And I don't think that if anybody made you feel that way, or you feel that she's saying it's a disrespect to have her still around when she's passed on. I'm talking about passed on. We're not talking about divorce. We're not talking about, you know, she's, you know, out your life, you know, things like that. We're talking about a person that's been very instrumental to the upbringing of your home.
Right.
Has gone
that's
away.
Right.
That's where the difference comes in. I have, Paula, you're wrong, and it's not right. It's very disrespectful to your children. I'm sorry.
I think the part that bothered me the most about this letter is the father verbalizing that this woman is the greatest thing that has ever happened to him, and his kids hear him say that. Because I don't think kids, I mean, and she may be the greatest thing that has ever happened to him since his wife passed. Because he has been single, from what I can read in the letter, he has been single for a while. So she could be the greatest thing that has happened to him since his wife has passed. But his children obviously are not seeing it this way. And for him to take the pictures down that were of him, of the mother and the children, because he felt like, what did she say?
No, he said he would be disrespectful.
He felt that it was disrespectful. He said the letter said he said it was disrespectful to his girlfriend having to see the pictures. I mean, to me that disturbs me. And then to the writer, I would say, I think you have to sit down and talk to your friend. If you're really friends, I think you have to sit down and talk to your friend and let him know that his children are needing to still feel the connection to their mother, if it's nothing more than through the pictures. And that you understand. And it may be that what he's saying is, you know, this woman is the best thing that has ever happened to him in his life. Let him know that his children hear that, and they may be misunderstanding that it means that their mother was insignificant. I think he's just kind of, he's caught up into the excitement of being in a great place in a relationship, and I applaud him for being able to move on and to be able to get into that place. But I think as his friend, you need to let him know that he needs to be conscious of how he's speaking about this new woman in front of his children, because his children are feeling a certain kind of way. I mean, I think he did say that in this letter that he wasn't spending as much time with the girls as he used to. He said, I feel so bad for the girls because he doesn't spend as much time with them since he met the new woman. I think he needs to understand that, you know, he still has to incorporate more time with the kids, even if it has to be with the new woman. Our last caller who called in, last four numbers, 0113, I'm going to open up the line to see if it's something that you would have to add, the symbol beside your line indicating that you want to speak. Caller, did you have something that you would like to add to our solid envelope?
No, not at this time. The phone was going in and out, so I could kind of vaguely hear a lot of the things that y'all were saying. That situation is a tough situation that y'all were talking about.
I think it's one that this is a deeply saddening, and I, you know, it's kind of like I'm putting a damper on the whole show, but I think it's one that, you know, we have to find a way that even when we find love, we don't leap out the people that we still do love. And I think it could kind of go back to the whole Valentine's Day topic. We have to be able to, you know, show love to people who are important to us, to find a way to evenly disperse what it is that we want to, you know, to experience with the people in our lives. Don't miss out on moments with our kids. I think that's the key to it, is don't miss out moments with our kids. Thank you, caller. I appreciate it. James, I know I disturbed you with this one. It kind of went a little bit differently than we had kind of discussed earlier. Did you have something that you want to add? I'm feeling so sad right now.
I don't feel sad, but I just feel like not even can't get my words together. Not even, I don't want to say not concerning the kids, but even like even with a friendship, like you know how people, your friends get into a relationship and then they block you out, but you've known them 20 years before they met their lover. So it's like, how do you block out the people who've been there for you since day one? Because somebody you just met 2 days ago.
Exactly.
Your kids are, and it's even with kids because this is your flesh and blood. Like, you created this human being, and now you're voiding them for somebody you just met 2 minutes ago. Like, you can't do that. And I know.
Yeah, I think. Go ahead.
My parents are divorced. And my stepmom has been around, because her and my aunt are, they've been best friends for years. So my stepmom and my mother were pregnant together, not by my father. But she's been around since before I was even thought of. My stepfather came into the picture at some point, you know, when my parents split up. So, I mean, yeah, I have had times where I felt like my mother or my father might have put their new lovers before me. But as I got older, I realized, like, you know, we're all human. They didn't forget about me. They didn't push me to the side because they made sure I was taken care of regardless.
Right.
And so when people tell me stories like that, I've heard that story many times before. Oh, my mom's found a new man, and, you know, she's doing her thing with him. She doesn't care about me, X, Y, and Z. I wasn't in that position, but because I was in the immature mind frame, because I was young, there were times where I felt like my father put, you know, his new wife and his stepkids before me. But then I had to sit back and think,
that's
like,
more
you know,
common.
It's very
and it's
common.
Usually more common when women do that. Women normally do that more so than men do. And I guess that's why it's really so sad to see that, you know, that bond that a father has with his daughters, that he's just, I mean, maybe he just was missing that companionship so much in his life, and that woman filled a void that he had been missing for so long. But I just hope that the person who, you know, who wrote to us finds a way to reach out to have a real heart-to-heart conversation with his friend and let him know what his children are feeling, because it seems like the kids aren't talking to him. They're talking to his friend. So maybe if he could find a way to sit down and have the kids have a conversation with him, it'll enlighten him. Guys, I didn't mean to bring the Red Room down, but I just felt like this was a letter that I really and truly, I mean, of all the other letters that we had, I felt like this is one that somebody really did need, you know, our advice and to bring this topic to the forefront. So with that being said, we are running out of time. I want to thank everybody who has listened to our show tonight. I hope you have some creative Valentine's Day dating ideas from how to start from Friday night and keep it moving through Sunday, to how to know when you're being avoided on Valentine's Day, to how to get the whole weekend or that day started. Show love, receive love, because that's what it's all about. I'm getting ready to sign off, and I'm going to turn it over to my co-host. I just want everybody to know I love you. I hope you have an awesome Valentine's Day, and we will see you back in the Red Room next week. This is your host, Shelly L. Brooks, and I just want everybody to know we thank you for listening. Guys.
Well, good night, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the Red Room once again. And remember, if your phone is not on the Red Room, your phone is in on. James, have a good night. Shelly, love you. See you
good
tomorrow.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Y'all take
James,
care.
We have a date Friday night. Woo! Saturday night.
Saturday. All right, well, enjoy. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. Enjoy
we
your
will.
Valentine's Day, and keep it real.
Good night, everybody.
We'll see you guys next week. Good night.
Good night.
All right.
Take care.